This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy took to Fox News to defend the decision to strike a deal with the Biden administration to raise the nation's debt limit to avert a global crisis. And as VOA's Veronica Belderas Iglesias reports, there are also some Republicans within his caucus already showing some support.
This is a step in the right direction.
Despite some legislators taking to social media to criticize the deal, Republican Representative Dusty Johnson told CNN's State of the Union program that he's heard from several mainstream conservatives that they'll vote in favor.
There will be Freedom Caucus people who vote for this package. So when you're saying that conservatives have concerns, it is really the most colorful conservatives. Overwhelmingly, Republicans in this conference are going to support the deal. How could they not? It is a fantastic deal.
The expansion of work requirements for some recipients of food stamps has raised concerns among some Democrats.
That is VOA's Veronica Belderas Iglesias reporting. Supporters of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan celebrated his victory Sunday after he won a runoff for third term in power. Reuters' Olivia Zelino reporting.
Thousands of jubilant Erdogan supporters celebrated in Turkey's streets.
We are very happy. We think Erdogan deserved to win. That was what had to happen. There couldn't have been another leader in this country.
Russian President Vladimir Putin congratulated his, quote, dear friend on his victory. The election was seen as one of the most consequential yet for Turkey. The opposition believed it had a strong chance of unseating Erdogan after his popularity was hit by a cost-of-living crisis. Challenger Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu called it the most unfair election in years, but did not dispute the outcome.
And this is VOA News.
This is a step in the right direction.
Despite some legislators staking...
Explosions rattled Kyiv during a daylight Monday as Russian ballistic missiles took aim at the Ukrainian capital hours after a more common nighttime barrage of the city by drones and cruise missiles. Debris from missiles intercepted by Ukrainian air defenses fell in Kyiv's central and northern districts during the morning, landing in the middle of traffic on a city road and also starting a fire on a building's rooftop. Japan put its ballistic missile defenses on alert Monday, vowing to shoot down any projectiles that threatened its territory after North Korea notified it of an imminent satellite launch. Reuters' Lisa Fielder tells us more.
North Korea says it has completed its first military spy satellite, and leader Kim Jong-un has approved final preparations for the launch. Analysts say the satellite is part of a surveillance technology program, which includes drones, and is aimed at helping nuclear-armed North Korea to strike targets in the event of war. Japan's defense ministry said in a statement it would use its Standard Missile 3 or Patriot Missile PAC-3 to destroy a North Korean missile. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida told reporters such a launch would be a serious violation of UN Security Council resolutions condemning North Korea's nuclear and missile activity.
South Korea is striving to become the world's largest arms dealer. With its speedy turnaround and delivery, an arms deal with Poland is a stepping stone to tap into the European market. Reuters' Almond Lee tells us more.
Reuters spoke to more than a dozen executives and officials who say the deal will pave the way for Seoul's ambitions to be a world-class weapons supplier. Hanwha Aerospace Director Oh Kye-won.
The Czech Republic, Romania, Slovakia, Finland, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, and others were thinking of buying defense products only in Europe. But now it is more well known that you can buy at a low price and have it delivered quickly from South Korean companies too.
That's Reuters' Almond Lee. China's first domestically made passenger jet has made its maiden flight.
A COMAC official recently said the company has won over 1,200 plane orders from at least 32 customers so far, the majority of which are reportedly based in China. Chinese media reported the plane maker expects annual production to reach 150 jets within 5 years.
That's Reuters' Gabe Singer reporting. There is more at VOANews.com. Again, VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.